Blog Talk Radio.
Vince in the Bay here with you. Welcome to the program. It's Disorderly Conduct, and I'm here with you now, broadcasting live from the Bay Area, and I'm going to bring on Ken Moore.
Hey, Vince, I was reading the show description. You're going to get an on-the-air anal bleaching, and tomorrow I get a prostate exam.
Wow. Whole lot of shit going on there, around here. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Busy year so far. Hey, I checked out Ken's show. I caught about 10 or 15 minutes before I came on. And I heard you on there.
Yeah, he's a buddy.
Good times. I'm just curious. So he was taking your call. Was your call on Skype, or was your call... Your call is on Skype, right? He only takes Skype calls?
Skype calls the last half hour.
Does he have the ability to take regular telephone calls?
The first half hour. Because the first half hour he does
And then So he's doing what I was thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how that's working out for him.
EJ called in as well, and so he just added EJ from EJ and the Bear into the conference on Skype, and it worked.
Okay.
I don't know if you can mute individual people or not, but...
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's not exactly the WP Network, which I heard today is changing names.
Really? On the network.
Speaking of which, Moxie, are you here?
I'm here. You caught me mid-yawn. Sorry. Debbie has that effect on me.
Okay. How you doing?
Same.
Yeah. It's good. Maintaining, at least. That's good. It's positive.
I am consistently feeling the same, yes.
Yeah, so. Consistently miserable.
Pretty
as
much.
As long as it doesn't dip below that, I think we're good.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm going through all the normal stuff that happens when...
Natural, totally natural.
Yep.
And you know what else is completely natural? Nature
this
boy.
This is not the nature boy. No, this is Rowdy, Rowdy Piper.
My God. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Rowdy, Rowdy Piper, are you there? All right. He's unmuted. It's Nature Boys.
Hello? Hello? No, this is Rowdy, Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
A rowdy one from Oregon. Oregon?
All right, that just hurts my ears. So what else is new, Moxie?
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Did you hear me on Ghost earlier?
I did. Yeah.
Are you disappointed that he outed me?
No, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care what the main sexual preference is.
Yeah, so you accept me then as who I am. Okay.
Sure,
good.
Of course. Come on, who cares?
Oh man, so much weird shit happened to me today. It was kind of surreal. I made the mistake of calling into the Ghost show. And then I was outed on the Ghost show as being a homosexual. And immediately after the show, I got off the show with him. The Jew calls me and wants to go immediately to video chat on Skype. What does that tell you? That's weird, isn't it?
Were you listening to you being outed on Ghost Show?
He caught the end of Ghost Show. He caught Ghost outing me on his show, and then right when I hung up on Ghost Show, he called me on Skype like immediately, and requested that I video chat with him. I was like, dude, I don't want to be on camera right now. And he's like, oh, it's okay. You can just look at me. I was like, what?
Wow, was it hot?
Let's just put it this way. I think the Skype assholes are onto something. at least in their description of the Jew. He kind of looks like he could pass for an Italian. He could easily pass for an Italian from Brooklyn. Easy. No problemo.
But like an Italian Woody Allen from Brooklyn or something, right?
No, he could look straight up like I told him. I was like, you could easily be an extra in The Sopranos. But
wow.
He's a nice guy. He seems like a very nice, you know, chill guy. He's got an interesting story to tell too. There's an interest. I don't know if you've heard the story behind the kid that always races around behind him, but. You ever find out what? If you ever hear part of that story, it's interesting. I told him he should turn it into a movie. He's like, "Yeah, I'm already working on a screenplay." And then he popped out his testicles and his cock, and I said, "That's enough, Jew. I gotta go." And I hung up on him. All right, Nature Boy, what do you think of that?
No, Nature Boy is here.
Hey, Nature Boy, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying a nice but chilly evening tonight. How about you, Vince LeMay? Wait a minute.
I'm not even paying attention to you.
Wait a minute. I heard the breaking news moments ago from you. Is it true?
What?
Is it true?
I don't know. You want to judge for yourself? Do you want to judge for yourself?
I don't know, Mr. May.
I'll let you take it.
I'll
let you folks judge for yourself. Here's the evidence. If you missed it earlier, I was on Ghost earlier, and this is what went down.
And I don't know. I mean, supposedly we got Vince in the Bay on the horn over here. Vince, are you there?
I am, Ghost.
What's going on? What's your excuse?
I just want to throw a number out here for you. That number is 5 quadrillion. Now, Ghost, can you count that high?
5 quadrillion?
5 quadrillion. You know what that number represents?
What is that? What does that represent?
Outstanding derivatives. Do you know what outstanding derivatives are?
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, the selling of the... Are you talking about all the selling of debt throughout the international community?
Bro. It's... The instruments you were talking about are said derivatives. We're talking about stocks, bonds, bets, side bets on side bets. We're talking about subprime mortgages that are folded into other securities and securitized and then bundled with others and securitized and sold and resold. These are basically what you're pimping on your show. You've turned yourself into this little BTR Susie Orman. And you're trying to get people into the
Susie
stock market.
Oh, I'm Susie Orman now, huh?
Yeah, you're trying to get people into the stock market, and while we're sitting on these $5 quadrillion of derivatives that are still unfolding, still trying to get worked out, people like you are trying to get more people to jump into the system, into the fucking fray of this Wall Street run minstrel show that is designed for you to fail.
I'm not telling everybody
to just exclusively get into the stock market.
Hold on, Vince. I'm not exclusively telling people just to get into the stock market. I'm telling people to do something with their capital. All right? I mean, if you look at America today, what are they doing with their capital? They're going out and spending it on electronic Chinese widgets. All right? That are produced for $5 a pop, and they're buying them at $500 a pop. All right? I mean, you look at the television show, you take a look at what we're pimped out over here, the potty putter, huh? I mean, you take a look at what's some company actually has convinced American people that $2 bills with the Grand Canyon painted on the back of it is somehow worth 20 freaking dollars. All right, I mean, this is the stupid American public you're talking about. Now, if you're going to make a point that some of these financial instruments that you just described, you know, are not necessarily the safest, places to put one's capital, Well, I'll agree with you, but, you know, what you need to understand, Vince, is just because, you know, some people lost some money, just because some people just didn't really understand the financial instruments that they were partaking in, doesn't mean that the system sucks. There's a lot of people reaping benefits. There's a lot of people producing. There's a lot of people creating out here because of this great system that we have. All right, now look, I'm not gonna disagree with you. We're living in socialism here in America. If you look at my damn archive, I mean, I've been hollering about that for 5 years. But what are we gonna do about it now? Nothing. Nothing. We can't do anything about it now. So what am I telling people that listen to me, that really care about what I say, to go out and invest, and not only just invest in the stock market, invest in a freaking business, invest in art, invest in wine, invest in anything that's going to get you a profit there, Vince. I'm not just discussing everybody throw their damn life savings into the stock market. That's just really ridiculous. But you see, we've got leftist California-living morons like yourself that are going to sit here and make people like me look like a bad guy. You paint me with a picture with some guy with a greaseball hairdo and a pinstripe suit flipping a nickel, and you get this damn image conjured up in all these damn liberals' brains out here, and this is how you damn liberals win your damn little side pony show out here, because of this damn rhetoric that you're trying to spew off as legitimate rhetoric. It's not. It's just complete and utter propaganda. All right? Now, yeah, look, Vince, I'll agree with you. People lost money in subprime derivatives. People are still losing money in derivatives. People are losing money in stocks. People are losing money in bonds. People are losing money in all kinds of financial instruments. But what makes those that profit different from those that don't profit is the fact that they are more intuitive and understand and take the initiative to read, to research, to understand these markets, to find a smidge or a huge mound of profit in the midst of all this jungle. And let me tell you, because it's become international, there is more and more opportunities for American people, especially American people with capital, than you think. And just because you and your liberals out there don't understand the complexity of this financial system doesn't mean that we should sit back and bow down to some bureaucratic United Nations International Consortium bureaucracy that you're trying to suggest. That's what you're suggesting, aren't you, Vince? You're suggesting that we bow down to some international regulatory financial overlord of the world so that bureaucrats end up making the final decision in private enterprise. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're totally wrong. You totally made that up out of your ass, dude. You have no idea who I am and what values I have. Just because I'm challenging you on your ideas make me automatically a liberal, okay? And if I agree with you on something, that doesn't automatically make me a conservative, all right? Because I'm not as narrow as that, all right? I'm much more complicated a human being than simply a left person or a right person, all right? Or somebody who lives in the Bay. I must be gay, too, right? And so,
I didn't make any assumption. Hold on. Now you're trying to make me out to be a homophobe, all right? You see, now you're trying to make me out. You see, this is a classic liberal agitation, you know? Because I yanked you out of the damn, West Coast closet and proving you to be the bureaucracy champion pieces of crap that you are, now all of a sudden I'm anti-gay, right? Why did you have to throw that in there, Vince? Huh? Why do you have to throw that I'm an anti-gay person? I mean, now you're going to say that I hate black people too, right?
You were waiting for it, honey. You wanted it, didn't you, sister? Didn't you want to go? You like it that? You like it that way, don't you, Ghost?
Like it what way again? What was that? Say it again.
Why? Well, you're obviously homophobic.
See, I knew there was a slant here. Look, I am not homophobic, Vince. All right? What I'm against is your agenda, all right? I'm against, homosexual parades. You're damn right. I am against where you got homosexual parades in the middle of the street at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when children are walking around in the streets, and you got, two imbeciles having oral copulation with each other across the street from an elementary school, and we're supposed to, justify that through the First Amendment because, fruity asses like yourself are trying to justify that as free speech. All right? That's what I'm against. I'm against you trying to be so flamboyant with this sexual deviancy and trying to shove it down our throats as if it's supposed to be the social norm to see assholes give each other rim jobs on the corner of streets. All right? I don't want to see that, and that's what I'm against, okay? I don't care what people do in the privacy of their home. I don't care if they're, you know, carpet munchers. I don't care if they're butt pirates. I don't care if they're fruity asses. I don't care if they're squirrel fisting. All right? I don't care if they amputate horse penises and utilize that in some philanderous purpose. I don't give a crap. All right? But what I do give a crap about there, Vince, is you and your damn West Coast, you know, California-leaning, you know, surfer boy, turn everybody into a gay emo fruit bowl agenda that's out here and is not only prevalent but is obvious in your rhetoric in your call to me today. Am I wrong or am I right? This is why you're calling me. It's not because I'm teaching people how to make money. It's not because I'm making everybody who's out there that's claiming that this is such a bad society look lower than a leprechaun's nutsack. It's because of the gay thing, isn't it, Vince? I mean, come on. I mean, why does it always have to slant to that? Why?
I don't know. I guess I just took it there just because I get that a lot, because my screen name is Vincent the Bay, and a lot of people say, oh, what are you, Vincent? So I was just
First of all, you brought the gay thing up. Secondly, now I actually think you're gay because now I'm hearing the vernacular. You know, I hear in your vernacular, I'm hearing that feminized, fruity-ass little twang in your voice. So now I kind of believe maybe you are a little fruity-ass. Maybe you are playing for the pink team, so... Okay, I get it. All right. Anyway, that's about enough of this. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue.
Be right back. To notice when the call came down the line, up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. Sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancers? My sign is vital. My hands are cold.
Gotta let me know, are we human?
Oh, yes, the age-old question. Are we human or are we dancer? We'll never know, will we? But there's one thing that, one question that has been answered today. I am now Vince is very gay, according to Ghost. So there you have it, kids. I hope you enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun doing that. I have to admit, I was really, really, well, first of all, I'm getting some serious echo here. Oh, my God. All right, let's bring people back on here. Let's go with the bring back Moxie. Moxie, so what did you make of all that mess now hearing it a second time?
It was just as boring this time as it was last time.
You're so easy to please. Let's go to Nature Boy. Well, Nature Boy, you were the one that couldn't believe it. There's your proof. What do you think?
I think Vince of the Bay, I don't think I could ever say anything bad to you again, because anything that can possibly be said bad, that guy said it to you. I can't believe that he said what he said. I can't believe you stood up the way you did. I think it was a classic Blog Talk Radio moment. Classic. I loved it.
All right. And now we have the one-eyed Jew. What's up, Jew? What'd it do?
Nipote there.
Dude.
Sawadika.
Sawadika.
No. Crook for you.
No, it's for me.
Sawadika. Oh, all right.
Oh, you figured that out already? Thank you very much.
Well, I assume you're a man.
Assume nothing on this particular show.
Thank you, very nice.
So, Jew, I was just telling people how we masturbated to each other's likeness on Skype earlier today. Right after that happened, actually. It was weird. Right after that happened, that clip that we just played with me and Ghost, right after I got off the phone with Ghost, the one-eyed Jew called me immediately requesting that I connect with him via Skype video chat, and he was naked. It was crazy. Disturbing. Man, that was the start of my day. Thanks, Jew. Appreciate that.
Well, it's kind of the start of my day, too. Considering how disturbing it was, did you make the rounds tonight?
Not really, no. I've been busy. I listened to a couple of the other programs that were on earlier, but I haven't listened to all of them in their entirety, and nor probably will I ever. Did I miss something?
Well, what's the deal with our friend Goofy Bones?
Oh, I have no idea. Apparently, he's got a show coming up like next week where he's breaking down the Troll Wars from the point of view of the janitor of BKR.
That seems to be a very popular show theme lately.
Troll Wars. Yeah, he wrote quite an interesting little description to his program. I, you know what? I saw it and I got really excited and I thought it was tonight. I was like, oh my God, Goofy's like going off the chain. He's talking about this Vince in the Bay, what's it called? Federation or something. It's like, come on, dude. He really got into it, man. Like, he outdid me as far as like going all out on the show description. Like, I did those worst descriptions, and I just basically took the opening crawl thing and verbatim just inserted different names into in places. And the opening crawl to Star Wars, as long as it takes to happen, it's really only like three sentences. Crazy. So Goofy went out of control. He like used all six opening crawls and lumped them all together.
But why is he licking the ass of the pufferfish?
I have no idea. That's a question for him.
Yeah. Where is he? produce them?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's very long, yeah.
We're on the network.
Goofy Bones senses a strong presence of the Force within him. Wow. And he may be the chosen one to bring balance to the Troll Wars.
Oh, wait. Hang on a second. We got to do a dramatic reading here, Jew. Are you kidding me? Jew, get ready. Do a little pre-read right now. We're going to set this up. I'm going to cue up the Star Wars theme music, and then you're going to, once you think you're ready, we're gonna roll on it, okay?
All right.
We're going to do this live. We're going to, fuck it, we'll do it live. Ready?
Well, I couldn't possibly read that whole thing in 5 seconds.
No, not in 5 seconds. I mean, like, do you think you could read it?
Oh, yes.
All right, let me find the theme song here. Where is it? I have so much crap on my BTR thing that I got to, like, start emptying out some of this stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, I'll tell you what. As a teaser, Jew, I'm going to get you in the mood with this. When I come back on the other side of this, you're going to read what Goofy wrote there, all right?
All right.
We're going to take a little break for you to digest it. And because last time I did a thing called Troll Wars or whatever, this was the intro. Wait, was it continued or part two? Yeah.
But this is a lot of horse shit.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop troll.
It's a dark time for intelligent conversation here on BTR. Although the one-eyed Jew has been exterminated, the Skype assholes continue to drive troll forces from their hidden bases and pursue them diligently across Blog Talk Radio, evading the dreaded Bill Wagoner crew. A small group of freedom fighters led by Cowpote have established a new secret base here on BTR, right under the nose of the evil Debbie Daly, who obsesses over taking down Cowpote and his band of freedom fighters. She has dispatched thousands of remote trolls into the far reaches of BTR. Meanwhile, Vince in the Bay waits patiently at a remote outpost on BTR, known to many in the rebellion as Disorderly Conduct.
Who the hell is Debbie Daly? Who is the one angry Jew and the black conservative? And are they part of the Skype assholes?
You are so gullible. I laugh at you. You make me sick.
Google Skype assholes, okay? You will see the angry Jew on there, okay? We went online and we looked. We discovered some information about these guys, who they are, what they want, what they're doing with Blog Talk Radio, because they're all complaining about each other and they're all bitching about being trolls. So a Blog Talk. I'm a Blog Talk whore. We all know that. Who's this?
Skype assholes. Who's this?
Oh, this is the Skype asshole. This is the one angry Jew. How the hell are you?
One-eyed Jew ain't this? Part of Skype assholes. Debbie Daly,
yes,
is not part of Skype.
The I. What? Listen to me. You're the one angry Jew. Are you not?
No, I'm not. I'm not the one angry
yes, you
Jew,
are.
My friend. Absolutely not.
Yes,
I'm
I know your voice.
I'm
see you guys.
I'm
going to mute you. Okay. I looked, your IP is the exact same thing as the one angry Jew, and I listened to your show, and I've asked you to come on my show and talk football in refusal, and I know that the black conservative and Debbie Daly are lieutenants in the one angry Jew, the Skype assholes, because we hate you, you hate us. I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to the Skype asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar. 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 I'm a troll and a liar.
And so I'm hoping we got a troll here on the line. Let me see what we got here. 760, you're on the air.
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up Yo Nagasaki cause that's next. If you think your allies are strong, you thought wrong, because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945, motherfucker.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need to give you good little spank downs, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Assholes.
I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to Skype Assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jew, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
All right, Jew, you heard it.
That's the first time I heard that. That's my first time.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, did you see the? Did you hear the other one too?
Evidently not.
All right. Okay. Here's the part two. This is the continued part, and then we'll read you'll read the thing in a second. Here, this one's not as long. That one was kind of long and epic. This one is just kind of. Let's see where it is in here. My God! Thank you, BTR, for having such a user-friendly interface when somebody uploads more than 10 audio files, or actually more like 10,000. It feels like I have like 10,000 on here. Okay, so that was the first Troll War segment. Here's the second one.
Big Brother.
I wanted to voice my opinion about trolls and trolling and stuff. I just wanted to say that I don't 100% support it in some areas, but I do want to make it clear for people that are very thick-headed in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that they don't understand that it's not personal attacking of people. They don't understand that it's randomized and that it's done for money. Like, that they don't think that it's being done as a job, which it is. They think that it's just for fun, like it's something because they're bored, so they just screw with people.
We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you won't play Cowan because your giant tuna pussy reminds you of a 50 McFish sandwich and a baby every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
Get up your fucking white ass.
Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Assholes.
I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to Skype Assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jim, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, so that's where we left off. All right, are you inspired now?
No, I'm almost inspired. It took me a little while to figure out what the hell he had written here right at the top. The Troll Wars, the Mexican Menace. I thought, what the fuck is that?
Mexican.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's a ghetto thing, dude. That's a ghetto thing. That's like,
oh, really? I didn't realize misspelling
shit like that, or making puns and shit like that. That's hip hop.
I see.
Am I wrong?
So,
Of course, on All Matters Hip Hop, I defer to my resident black correspondent, Moxie. Moxie?
Yeah. Yeah? What's that?
Never mind. Okay. So, ready, Jew?
Apparently.
I heard you call me black.
Apparently, we woke her up.
All right. You ready to read that? I'm cueing the music right now. You ready?
All
okay,
right,
here we go. This is a dramatic reading. If you wake up, Moxie, you're going to like this. This is a dramatic reading. This is the Jew is going to now read the promo for Goofy Bones' upcoming show, which I'm anticipating. The reason why he scheduled it so far in the future is because he's putting together some pre-production and doing some shit. So I think it's going to be probably pretty good because Goofy's a pretty – I've seen him do some YouTube shit, some – he's had – I've seen him have beefs with other people in the past, and he'll go balls out. He'll do something good, I guarantee it. But we're just gonna do his we're gonna have a dramatic reading here now. The Jew is going to read the intro for Goofy's show coming up next week. I think it's on the 24th, right here on Block Talk Radio. Are you ready?
Well, I believe it is. Yes.
All right, here we go. And action.
The Troll Wars by. What's his name? Oh.
Goofy Bones. Hello?
Goofy Bones, yes, Goofy Bones. The free membership, in a period of decline, with its bureaucracy corrupt and its economy deteriorating, in response to a taxation on BTR hosts. The greedy blogtalkradio.com organizes a blockade of battleships and roundtables. Planet of BTR. Planet BTR. Hoping to resolve the matter, the Supreme Chancellor, Cowpoke, dispatches one Bone Eye, the great Goofy Bone, to negotiate with blogtalkradio.com. Viceroy Dan Cashman, unbeknownst to him, the Vince and the Bay Federation has become a league of the evil Dark Lord, the One-Eyed Jew, who orders them to kill the Bone and invade BTR with an army of battle trolls. Narrowly evading death, Goofy Bone saves local outcast Uncle Bobby from being trampled by the Vince and the Bay Federation. Indebted to the Bone, Uncle Bobby leads him to the unwanted city on BTR, where the Bone Eye unsuccessfully attempt to persuade the free members to help the people of BTR. Though they are able to obtain a transport to reach the BTR city and breathe on the surface. Meanwhile, sexy Queen Moxie is captured by Vincent the Bay and his Federation army, but doesn't want to be rescued by the Bone Eye. The Queen stays with him and joins forces with the Dark Lord, One-Eyed Jew, which is a damage of the planet, BTR. Goofy Bone ventures into the settlement of Indie Artists. No one to help purchase a new BTR membership. In fulfillment of the Indie Artist's wishes, Goofy Bone sets a strong presence of the Force within him, and suspects may be the chosen one who will bring balance to the Troll Wars, where they lead. They are attacked by the dark, one-eyed Jew, Apprentice Billy Wag, who suspects to kill Bone Eye. After a fight on disorderly conduct, Bone Eye managed to escape to 186.Deuce.
Oh my God, that was amazing. I can't believe it. So, meanwhile, Ken Moore, what do you have to report over there? Ken Moore? Does anybody hear me? Ken Moore, are you unmuted?
It would help if I unmuted myself, wouldn't it?
Yes, please do.
I have cleaned my cell phone and clean my keyboard, and I'm ready
to
go to work for you for Vince the Bay.
All right. Great.
I need some pizza and a pound of best ganja you can find on the planet in 20 minutes. Go now.
Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord.
Make sure it's pepperoni, extra large.
Yes, my lord.
All right. Quick, bring Moxie to me. Moxie? Hello?
Oh, I was trying to put my... I was trying to do my hair in a clean light, like, fashion.
Yes, Princess Moxie. Quickly. Nestle yourself under my crotch. I want to hide... It's precautionary.
Thanks in the bag.
Debbie?
We're on the network.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I have had you docked, Vince in the bag. You have been docked, Vince in the bag.
Debbie?
Vince?
Debbie, is that you?
Vince?
You're lying.
Network.
Debbie.
I can't hear Vince in the bag.
Debbie, it's...
Vince in the bag?
Debbie, Vince? I'm so sorry that everything has happened.
Vince?
Debbie?
Do you have that one-eyed Jew on your line?
I do. You want to talk to him?
I don't care to talk the likes of the one-eyed Jew.
Well, he's here. Holy shit! We got Sky Basils on the starboard bow!
What's wrong with being friends with the Scott asshole?
Not even a Jew, man!
Shit. Not safe here. I gotta go, Debbie. I'm sorry. I want to stay on the network. It's just not gonna work.
Out. Lance will do it. With that network. I don't know if that's ever happened before. But I think her husband is on it. Literally. All is not well with Debbie Daly Network. Victor Montoya is on it, working to bring all the
Ken,
pieces
what's
back
it looking
together.
Like out there?
The drive-through at the Pizza King is backed up. It is going to take a few minutes to get back to you, Lord Vince.
Precisely as I suspected. All right. Well then, Jew, what do you have to say for yourself?
Look out for the Jeep girl.
Oh my God. Still waiting for that pizza. That pizza, Ken.
Cactus.
Vince,
oh,
we've been
shit.
Invaded by the Cactus Crew is here.
Cactus Crew is here. Everybody, all right, pretend like we're doing a radio show. No, we're doing like a serious radio show. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to mute you,
Gorilla.
Homer. And well, I just want to remind everybody, it's Vince in the Bay here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. We encourage you to call in and join us here. We got Moxie the Jew and Ken Moore with us here. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. We're going to keep the lines open and wait for your call. Join us now, won't you? Or not. Or maybe. Yeah, so that was a fun first hour. You know, wow, I got in that clip of me with Ghost, and we riffed on the Star Wars, the Troll Wars thing. That was pretty cool. So if you're just tuning in now, check that out in the archive. Looking forward to hearing from Goofy Bone. I'm sure he's busy in the lab cooking something good and doing what he does. And we're doing what we do right here on Disorderly Conduct. And what we like to do here is take breaks from time to time to roll up blunts and smoke them down. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how we do. And I'll be right back.
Mac Tracy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where y'all been?
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope is a hubba ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, vote Philly. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the summer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
you. Damn, show ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, show ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15 knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out, buttered, and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with tibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the steel, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do.
What I do.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
the two bells with Decon, cause he keep D-bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla Gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what?
Oh, cool. So that's what that does. I got yet another pair of headphones with a thing. It's got the, you can mute yourself on the actual cord that goes into the computer, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, just boost my level. Don't sit on it. Don't sit on it, though.
What are you suggesting?
It could get stuck in your cactus. Cactus.
Cactus, are you here?
Yeah.
Cactus. I guess that's it.
Okay. There you go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
All right. Hey, Cactus, you're on.
Cactus.
That's what we thought.
Oh, and Moxie, you're my BCF.
Cactus.
Yeah, she's my best cactus forever.
Amazing.
I'm flattered.
How do you feel about the Jew?
I think he's a cactus because he likes the cactus while his cactus cactuses. So his cactus ends up being a cactus every time his cactus.
Uh-huh. See, that's I was trying to explain that to Vince earlier, and he wasn't getting
it. Yeah, this is a – I'm sorry, Cactus. This is a family show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a cactus.
Well, you are a cactus, so you can't help it.
A cactus, and you're really driving me crazy with the cactus crap.
See, that's his way of saying he loves you, Cactus.
I cactus him, too.
Yeah. All right, so you play the Troll Wars theme bullshit, and suddenly they're coming out of the woodworks. Nature Boy, what do you want?
The trolls, they are everywhere, Vince. I'm telling you, they're all over my house. Oh no, I don't know what I'm gonna do. what do I do? All I hear are show tunes, and I hear Debbie Daly. Oh, no, is that Wagner? Oh, no. Larry O'Connor at stage right or over on stage left?
Hello?
Run for your life. Run. Run right now. I'll go.
Oh, my God.
I agree. Yeah, just simmer down a little bit there, nature boy. All right. If anybody wants to join us here, the number is 347-826-7667. We also encourage female listeners to call in. Female callers go to the straight of the phone queue. We actually have a separate number just for female listeners. You want that private line? It's 347-826-7667. And it's open now. The phone line, that is. All right. So,
I'm a troll and a liar.
Jew, what'd it do?
Aaron, a troll. Whoever put that tape together has got it fucking backwards. Now, I invited...
It was Vince. Vince did it.
What did I do? What are you talking about, dude?
You know, nobody likes...
Vince
sushi.
Always does everything. He's always putting together tapes and recordings. Where is Debbie Daly?
Debbie Daly,
you fraud.
Debbie Daly's on her network.
Will you tell
Debbie
Daly to get off her network and get on my nuts right now?
Would you get the network started?
No. Yes, the network is started. We can hear you loud and clear, Debbie Daly Double.
We're on the network.
Debbie, I want you to come for a romantic dinner for two. You and the nature boy, baby.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Exactly.
No, I want Debbie Daly.
I think she's on the network right now. You should go over there.
What is the number?
No, it's DebbieDaly.com. There's no number. You just go to the website. It's
DebbieDaly.com. You mean I've got to go to a website to listen to this bitch? No way.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here and bother you, Vince and Bay.
Oh, man.
Hey, the countdown is on.
The American Bad. Here with you, Tom. Lock Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
Did she say fat ass or badass?
Badass.
Badass.
All right, thank you.
Badass.
This
so, welcome to... What?
What are you getting your panties all up in a knot for, Mrs. May? Don't you know the countdown is on? February 2nd, my friend, it's going to be Nature Boy in the Bay. Vince of the Bay is going to be bingo, bingo, done.
Yeah, okay. We'll see about that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, February 2nd, look out for it. Nature Boy in the Bay. Woo!
All right. Looking forward to that. Thanks for chiming in and sharing that, Nature Boy. I got plenty more calls to take here. Let's go ahead and look at. We got a Skype call here. Wade Enns, what's up?
Hey, good day, man. How you going?
It's going well. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Just calling up to say good day.
Mm-hmm. Good day.
Yeah, good day.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Australia.
That's awesome. What's going on in Australia? I'm sorry, what?
Is Bill Wagner on the air tonight?
On my, you mean on the air as far as what? I think he has a show on tonight. He's not on this show.
Oh, okay. Look, I've got the wrong call. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no worries. I think he's on, though. You're in the neighborhood, though. He is on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, son.
All right. Good times.
Why did he call you Stan?
I didn't hear him call me Stan.
I thought he said, thanks very much, Stan. I don't know.
I thought he said man.
Oh.
But he said, thanks a lot, man.
Oh. Huh. All right.
Okay. All right, moving on. Who else do we get on here? All right, Ju, you're here. Ken Moore, do we have our traffic on the 8s lined up? You want to help us out with some updates on the roadways for the kids out there?
Yeah, the bitch in front of me at the Pizza King is not fucking moving.
Gooser.
So,
give her a TSA grope.
I pull my blinds, then take off my clothes, dance around the house like a nature boy. My genitalia and pectoral muscles aren't quite what I would like them to be, but you don't see me. No one can see me.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. Debbie?
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Spaceput wants a buckethead. I might try to accommodate that request if I can. I have 40 minutes to go here. 40 minutes to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I'll do a quick little shout-out to the chat room. El Judio Diablito. Iconoclast TX, Jason X, Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, Media Beast, Moxie, Nonprofit, Chike, Space Poet, and Welder Steve. There you go. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Appreciate the company. I'm here live right now with Moxie, the Jew. And we also have another caller, listening caller. I don't know if you're a new caller. If you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1.
Yank them in. Fuck the 1.
No, I respect the 1 because, hang on a second. What is going on? Where was I? Oh, yeah. So if you call in, if you're a new caller, you call in. And if you want to talk, you press 1 and it raises your hand, just like Ken Moore just illustrates the process right here. He calls in, he presses 1, and it says, "You are now in the host queue." And then that puts a little your hand up for me to call on you. So if you decide to join the conversation, just press 1. All right, that's what it boils down. Welcome back, Ken.
Hey, good news. The bitch in front of me at the pizza game. I'm probably muted. No?
Oh, I know. No. You know what? I was. Yeah, I'm back.
The bitch in front of me at the Pizza King, she finally got out of the way. The bad thing is Amsterdam Gardens, there, you know, at 2170 Almeida, is out of your medicine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Where should I go, bud?
Should they just, do they have a delivery service?
Well, they're out. You want me to hit
right, the one side? Let me get my tag. I got my own driver here. Let me grab my driver. Hey, Bobby. Bobby. Hey, Bobby, let's go. I need to go get my medicine, dude.
Huh?
Bobby.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Dude, let's go get my medicine, dude.
Saw you coming. Shit heel. I'm standing here. You make the move.
Well, I got up. I'm ready to go. Let's go to the...
Try it, you.
Huh?
so get my medicine, dude.
You talking to me?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I am.
You talking to me?
Yeah, let's go get my medicine.
You talking to me?
Did I stutter?
Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only one here.
That's right.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Oh, yeah? You, actually.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Huh?
Let's go get my medicine, dude.
Oh, my God. That was like pulling teeth. My goodness. Wow.
Woo.
Give me a call. 347-826-7667.
Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back with Moxie, the Jew, Ken Moore, and friends. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. All right. Jew, any thoughts? Any anecdotes? Hello? Jew, are you there? Am I not muted? Or am I muted?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right, the Jew is not there. Fine. I got an 816. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Basically, I think my roommate is gay for some reason. Basically, he has like a certain status. And basically, this is how the whole story started. Basically, we had moved together a year ago, right? And basically, I caught him watching scat porn on my laptop.
Cool.
And basically, I just kicked his ass. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Who does that? You know?
What's wrong with porn? I love porn. Porn's one of my... In fact, I like to relax to porn every night. Where I go to bed, I usually grab a a tub of lube and relax on the table or the chair or the couch or the bed. Or, doesn't matter.
It wasn't.
Usually go slowly down onto my rub my crotch over my for a little while, Debbie.
Vince in the bay.
Oh.
Yeah, Debbie.
Vince.
Yeah,
are
we
on
the network?
No,
I'm asking you that.
Why is this man listening to porn?
What's wrong with porn? I love porn.
He wasn't watching. He said he wasn't watching.
Is that you?
Vance. Vince in the bay?
Yes, Debbie. So, Debbie, do you think you can help this gentleman out? He seems to have some sort of predicament. And you're the resident intuitive expert. You heard his story. What do you think? What's your prognosis?
He's
yes.
watching shit porn, damn it. Shit porn.
Sir, so what is your name?
That's what he's watching.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Jason. What I'm trying to see is my roommate.
All right, Jason.
Shit porn.
But
shit
you
porn.
Were listening. You were listening to this shit porn. Right? You were listening. Oh, did he hang up, Vance?
Yeah, we lost him, Debbie. I'm sorry.
Vince in the back. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, we have another caller. It's okay. Let's go. 318, you are live on the air. What's your name and what's on your mind? I'm sorry, 318. Hang on a second. Give me just a second, 318. Save that. Rewind. All right, 318, I'm going to unmute you in just a second. All right, 318, you are unmuted. Identify yourself.
I'm Cleo. How you doing there, Vince?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Cleo. Moxie.
Oh,
yeah,
Cleo.
From the other
Cleo.
Night.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, Cleo, we have every once in a while we have the psychic wars, and last time it was Cleo versus Debbie. It was an amazing performance by both of them. They were neck and neck down at the very end, and they were actually necking at the very end, if I remember correctly.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How have you been doing there, Vince?
Well, I'm brokenhearted since I haven't heard from you, but now that you're back, it's so much better.
Oh, that warms me little heart so much.
Oh, yeah, I forget. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Cleo is actually partially Scottish, I believe, right?
Mainly, yes, along with German.
And Irish. And Jamaican.
Very Irish. Yes, Moxie. Oh, my girl, you're right about that. I'm very Irish.
It's uncanny.
Unbelievable. What a mix.
I'm a mutt. What can I say?
So what's on your mind tonight, Miss Cleo? What brings you to the program tonight?
Well, I wanted to know about how you're doing. You know, how you're doing, you know, with your love life and all.
Oh, okay. No, not you. She's talking to me. Right? No, you're talking to me. Yeah. My love life is non-existent at the moment. Miss Cleo.
Oh, that's a shame, my son. That's a shame.
Well, I mean, I make sure to take care, make sure the plumbing works and everything. I do proper maintenance, if you know what I mean. So it's not like it's not relieved. You know, tension is relieved. It's, you know, it's fine. It's just not with
another woman.
Yeah. Another woman? I'll take one, please. If you want to add on another one, that's fine. But I'll start with one woman to begin with, and then I'll see. I'll take it from there.
Well, lad, what do you think the problem is? Why can't you find a lass?
I've just not found the perfect match, and I've found matches that are close. And over the years, I've been able to detect the early warning signs, and over the years, I've been able to.
What is the early warning signs of what? Early warning signs of what?
Insanity.
Ah, yeah.
I've dated some girls that should be clinically insane, but are not. Also, I've known when there's a certain, I have little red flags, little things, just little things. You know, obviously, other than the obvious things like, you know, you connect on a certain level of common interest, you whatever, like the same stuff.
So the last girl you spoke to that you have an interest in, where is she now?
Who? What last girl?
I don't know. You tell me. Who was she and how long ago? Yes, the last.
We don't have enough time to get into all that, but she was, that ended, oh man, I want to say 06.
Six?
Yeah, 06.
You were how old? I hope, my God, you were.
Oh, wait, no. Hang on a second. No, I had a girlfriend after her for a little while in like 07. So I would say since 08, I've been single. So it's not that bad. Yeah, it's like been like 3 years. Three years, whatever.
So tell me, dear Vance, what would you like in a woman? What do you seek?
Great hands.
Oh, describe great hands. Are they long? Are they short? Or what?
I can't describe it. I can just tell you whether or not somebody has them or not.
Long? Are they short?
I don't necessarily have a hand fetish, but I do. Well, I guess I do have a hand fetish. I guess that's what it is technically. But I mean, it's not a big, I've overlooked the hand thing, but you know, the hand thing has tipped me off in the past, and it's worked for me and not worked for me. And it's pretty much a tried and true litmus test, really. I mean, once they get past all the obvious stuff, that's when it comes down to the nitty gritty. It's like, okay, do they have nice hands?
I see. Hey, Moxie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought you were the intuitive. Shouldn't you be telling Vincent?
All right. So, yeah.
About
Jamaican Cleo. Irish Cleo.
I mean, obviously, I don't want you to think I have a fetish. It's just I like all the obvious stuff.
It's too late for that.
I love me some boobies. Love me some booty. I love me some legs. You know, some inner thigh. I'm all about the neck. I love the neck.
Vince has a hand fetish. It's known now. It's out there. There's no denying it.
Hopefully, it's not the Uma Thurman hand fetish, I hope. Just very large hands. Don't you think?
No, it's more like Arsenio Hall.
Ooh.
All right, hang on. We got another call here. 251, you are on the air. Identify yourself.
This is Cletus. What's going on?
Dude, did you hear my show earlier?
No, I fell asleep. I just kind of woke up and picked up on it. Wow, what's going on?
Isn't this Jim Bob?
He's Cletus. No, it's Cletus.
Cletus.
Hey,
y'all giving intuitive advice?
No, Cletus, listen to me for a second, dude. Did you hear Ghost? Did you hear the Ghost Show today?
Vince, I kind of got in this evening a little bit late or whatever, and I listened to it in the archive, started to, and then I fell asleep. So I probably listened to about 10 minutes. So, wow, what happened?
Oh, wait. Listen to the end, dude. I called in at the end, and he outed me as being gay.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do everybody like that. But I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I just listen to him for entertainment, but I'm going to be honest with you.
I do, too.
I wish he would go back to like he was doing the conservative deal. This bullshit he's doing now, it's so good.
That's what I was trying to get him to.
And I think he's wrong.
That's what I was trying to
get him to. Everything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I clearly do.
Absolutely.
He's going back to where the trolls will call in there and, you know, where it's just funny again, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I was trying to do today. And he was just, I mean, for a while there, he went back into it. If you listen to it, I mean, you can just listen to his show again, but fast forward towards like the last 10 minutes, I call in the last 10 minutes and, I argue with him about derivatives and, you know, the stock market and insider trading and how he shouldn't be like, you know, telling people stuff like, oh, you know what you got to do, people? Just take a dart and put a list of the S&P 500 and just throw a dart, and then that's what you put your money on. I'm like, you are fucking kidding me, dude. You're not fucking Kramer. This is not Mad Money. You're not fucking Susie Orman. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? Go back to fucking bashing liberals.
Exactly. I mean, if he had any sense, I mean, he's crazy as hell. He gets the hell out of that stock market, period. I mean, you know.
Oh my God! If there was ever any more evidence,
if anybody see what's going on here, you can get as far away from that as you could.
Yeah. If you ever needed any more evidence not to get in the stock market, just look at the past 5 years and how the stock market and the Wall Street people and all these hedge funds and traders and bankers and all these people that just move around money, and it's just a fucking casino on fucking, like, on a nuclear level, you know. It's just insanity. And Ghost, who's like a good, hardworking, you know, salt of the earth, you know, meat and potatoes guy, you know, he's putting his hard-earned wealth into those guys' hands. I don't think so. No, it doesn't. I don't. You know, I just think it just doesn't work that way. I think he just needs to go back to just bashing liberals. And I called in there, and because my name is Vincent the Bay, he assumed I was some, you know, homosexual black lesbian woman or something. I don't know. But the minute I mentioned gay, anything gay, he's like, oh, you brought it up. You brought it up. I knew it. This is all about your homosexual agenda. And I'm like, dude, what? I knew it. Now that I listened to your vernacular, now that I've heard your vernacular, I sense it now. The little twang in your voice. You're playing for the other team. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Oh yeah, I think he's drinking too much as he, you know, starts off.
Oh yeah.
A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to get another drink.
Yeah, he said
clearly. I wish he would go back to the way he was. It's not. I mean, it just don't make no sense anymore. It's not funny either. You know. That's the main reason I listened to it before. Anyway, what else is up tonight, man?
Oh, nothing. You know, just giving out intuitive advice with Debbie Daly and Miss Cleo.
Well, is Moxie giving out
advice? Do you have anything it's Debbie. Moxie's here, but it's Debbie and Miss Cleo are giving out advice.
Yeah, I'm not intuitive at all. I can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah, none of us are intuitive here, except for Debbie and Miss Cleo. So,
okay.
Turn to them. Defer to them.
Anything you'd like to know?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, girlfriend don't want to have no kids, youngins, so was thinking about getting a lobotomy to stop that. What do you think? You think I should? I've already had four of them.
Four lobotomies or four children? What are you talking about, Mom?
Should I do another lobotomy to stop having kids?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Okay. All right, I've done have four of them. They don't work.
Well, I'm sure it will.
Okay. All right,
please,
good advice.
Please, please, I beg you, please have it done.
Okay,
Moxie, what are you doing?
All right, good advice, good advice.
Yes, and that's the advice I give to you. Now, if you want to adopt children, no. Still again, I'd advise against it. Very wholeheartedly, I would advise against it.
Hey, Vance, give me somebody else, please, English. Give me this interpretation.
I'm sorry, Ms. Cleo doesn't help you there? What about Debbie? Is Debbie, are you there?
There you go. A little better accent.
All right, Cletus?
Yes.
We're talking about adoption? Is that right?
What she was talking about, I never mentioned that.
Should
I get a lobotomy to stop from having kids?
Cletus, it's pretty clear, and I just feel this in my heart, that you might have already had one. Am I right?
You broke up. Say it one more time.
All right. I'm feeling in my heart that maybe you already had a lobotomy.
I have four of them. I'm thinking about getting a fifth one. They just don't work, though.
Does the letter P mean anything to you?
Nope.
Okay. So there's nothing on your body that begins with the letter P.
Oh, my body just begins with the letter P.
Yeah, I'm getting... And I'm thinking it's not working right.
Okay. No, there's nothing on there. What with a P?
All right. I didn't think so. I didn't think so. All right. Now, I wouldn't adopt adopted children. Trout really, really messed up, all right? They're a disaster. Yeah, do not adopt, all right? You just want to abort. Abort, abort, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Don't retreat. Reload.
That's right. My granddaddy said that. My granddaddy said that. Yeah. So I... Yeah.
Hey, Jew, do you have anything to add? Jew? All right, never mind.
I think you've been gone for a long time.
Yeah, he's done. All right, thanks, Jew, for coming out. Appreciate it. Cactus is no longer with us. Oh, Nature Boy, what do you think?
This is hilarious. This is some of the funniest things that I've ever heard here on Mrs. May, talking about lobotomies and Debbie Daly. Hey, Vince of the May, have you been made aware yet that I went over to Bill Wagner's show?
And Oh, no. What did you do, dude? What did you do? What did you do? You did not do anything in my name, I hope. Fucking A.
I did. I plugged Vince May. I bet you got some of his listeners here right now listening to lobotomy.
I apologize. I apologize, folks. This is hopefully.
Don't apologize. Better. You won't believe what Bill Wagner said about you. He said that the ghost. He said that he listened to the ghost show today,
and that he agrees with Ghost that you are a flaming homosexual. Those were his words.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah. He said Bill Wagner, Billy Wagner, and there's some overweight kid on the show with him who's talking in the background. And Bill Wagner just mouthing off. Yeah.
Wow.
He had some choice words for Vince McMahon. I actually did a simulcast of his show doing your Cleo reading, and he actually allowed his show to listen in for quite some time. So, Vince, I'm making great things happen for you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it. Oh, fuck that asshole. That's what I get for just letting him sit on my panel and just listen, because he just streams it on other people's shows like a dick shit. Oh, man, how do you hang up on these people? See, this is the thing, is I don't like to hang up on people. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to mute people. I don't like to do any of that. But, you know, when they just, like, blatantly take my show and put it on somebody else's show, like, he did that already. He did that with the Stage Right show. Like, now the LOC and the BWC want me, right?
They're after your blood.
Both of them. I got the LOC and the BWC both on my ass now. I didn't want any of that. I don't want a piece. I love watching those folks do their thing, and I love commentating on it and reporting on it. But I'm not interested in getting sucked into it, really. I mean, it's like Debbie says, you know, what about Vince in the Bay? What about me? Exactly. I'm like, think of me as like Sweden. I'm like neutral, right?
Switzerland.
Yeah, them too. Both of us combined. Sweden and Switzerland combined. Because you need that army knife technology. They make great backpacks too. Have you ever had one of their backpacks?
Quite a few.
I have one right now. I've had it for, 4 years. It's like as sturdy and as intact as it was the day I got it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, shocking.
So did you hang up on Nature Boy or what? Are we going to have to deal with him again?
Yeah, no, dude. We are not letting Nature Boy simulcast this onto other shows, thank God. That's the thing, is I let these trolls come on, and it's fine. Yeah, call my show, great, whatever. You know, Nature Boy, you wanna cause shit on here, call in and cause shit. But don't take my show and simulcast it on somebody else's show and get them all pissed off because they don't know what the hell's going on. They don't want to hear my show. That's why they're doing their show. It's pretty simple, dude. I have to admit, though, I'm guilty of trolling other shows like that. I did that in the past. When I first got into BTR, I thought it was fun to, like, party line and stuff. And Moxie, you remember Chesta, right?
Of course.
Called in, like, last week. Chesta, old school BTR homie. That guy used to do the Chesta. He did a program called Chesta's Funhouse. And he did a BTR show, but he just party lined in people from different shows. And he one time daisy chained like literally like 8 BTR shows were daisy chained together at one time live. It was insanity. I shit my pants. It was incredible.
Well, you do that all the time anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, so not only, I just figured we were just broadcasting here on BTR and of course in the network.
We're on the network.
But that's it. Nothing else, you know?
So you still have Debbie on the line, obviously.
Yeah, Debbie, we have Cleo, we have Ken, we have the Jew. And we have you.
I'm really only half here.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's better than none.
I'm scared about tomorrow, Vince.
Why? What's happening tomorrow?
The doctor's got big hands.
Dr. Pote?
Well, Vince is supposed to have been having his anal bleaching. Well, I'm supposed to have a prostate exam tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I could do? I could record it all, and then we could do a playback tomorrow. The way you guys could, like, be there with me.
Super duper.
Is there an opt-out program for that?
I don't know. Should I worry if he puts both hands on my shoulders?
Yes. It's not a good sign. And you know that.
I'm scared. Vince, will you hold me?
Yeah, no problem. Moxie, scoot over.
All right, sorry.
Jew, what did you do, Jew?
That's a little bit over the top, that holding. I can't have that.
What's over the top?
All right, go ahead, hold him.
All right, I don't know what the hell's going on over at the Jew residence, so I'm just going to mute him and forget about him. Maybe I'll bring him on in overtime, but I don't want to expose my live listeners to that because this is a family program. We got about 5 minutes to go, 5 minutes to take calls. If you call us now, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent LeBay here with you. I still have our intuitive experts, namely Debbie Daly and Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo, we're wrapping things up here. Do you anything you want to promote before we close things out?
Well, actually, yes, there is. I would love to promote everybody to get naked.
Oh, one step ahead of you, sister.
See? I am clairvoyant. Already done it?
Huh?
You've already done it? I am clairvoyant. So for Moxie,
I could put... What?
Sir, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, go ahead, Cleo.
Thank you. Well, therefore, I am clairvoyant. You're already naked. Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly, Larry.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so thanks, Ms. Cleo. Appreciate that. Ken Moore, how's traffic looking out there?
It was doing great until I found this woman that would do something for a pizza, so I figured that too.
I'm a troll and a liar.
That too. Jew, what it do? Jew? All right, Jew. Jew, are you there? Hello?
Jew, man.
All right, fine, no Jew. Let's see, who else do we have here? That's it, Moxie, Humor Institute, tomorrow, right? And also the Iconoclast thing, the abortion wars, right?
Yeah, I think so. Humor Institute tomorrow. Let's see what time. 9 to 11 Central. It's going to be great fun.
Okay. What about your abortion wars thing?
I don't know. I've got to talk to Icono about that because we were having time zone difficulties. But it might start at the Humor Institute, or I might just cancel the Humor Institute. I don't really give a fuck. PR is going down the toilet. So, whatever.
All right. Okay, well, on that note, I want to thank everybody for going down the drain with me here on my quaint little program I like to call Disorderly Conduct. It's been a joy broadcasting for you all. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow night, same time, same channel, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. I want to thank everybody in the chat who's stuck it out here to the end, talking about Buck Wild's Crazy Old Man Network, El Judeo Diablito, a bunch of guests, Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, Media Beast, Moxie, Nonprofit, GK, and many, many more who came through. You know how we do. This is Vince in the Bay. I'm going to check out here, but not before I sail into the distance with a little bay music. Why don't we? How about some Too Short, shall we? It's just another day in the Bay. With Vince in the Bay right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I love you all and will at some point make love to you all in good time. Until next time, I love you.
Doing donuts and shit, running all up on the curb, breaking up new cars and shit. getting high on Earl Street. Bub Joe Ray, CC and Mark, rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the beat town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day, every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Followed at the homeboy Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams turned us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank, get some bank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I catch to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I did that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Show dogs in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsters, same old scene. Yelling at 7th, at 9th floor. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking freak nick. Pop that shitty hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my pockets from the O flew up. And they was playing that danky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. I guess I'll get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know. F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durr. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita, my brother Wayne Lowe, just another day, bitch.
We're on the network.